You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we love our next guest, Hazari, who's coming on to talk about their new single, Photic Reflex, coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau. How you doing this morning, Hazari?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. I definitely have a need to buy some Resene tablets soon because my hay fever is coming back. So I'm feeling that. So I've got a whole stash of tissues with me. But it is very bright outside. How's it in Tamaki?
It is extremely bright. Yeah, nice. I'm in a little apartment with one end is sunny and one end is a dark cave. So, yeah, I'm at the sunny end.
Nice. As you can see, it's pretty dark in the booth today.
As it should be.
Yeah, I usually have the lights on, but it's good to have some natural light come in. But, yeah, how small is the apartment?
It's compact. It's two bedrooms. So, yeah, it's definitely big enough to, like, spread out. But, yeah, there's a few multi-use spaces going on. Yes.
Yeah. I rate that. I think an apartment's really awesome for that because you can kind of dematerialize in a way.
Totally. Yeah. I'm definitely at that stage where I'm happy to kind of slim down my stuff.
Yeah.
And focus on the noise.
Totally. Yeah. I've had a big part of my last year and a half has been learning to let go of objects. Which is really hard, you know, but it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, you'll probably be doing it forever. I don't think it ever ends.
No.
There's always more stuff.
For sure. But I think when you're...
More treasured stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I think the most treasured stuff I've had, I've probably gotten rid of so far, or am in the process of getting rid of. But nonetheless, we're here to talk about your new single,
Photic... Dutchwood.
Dutchwood, yeah. We're here to talk about the new single, Photic Reflex. I want to touch on your... hometown, though, before we get into that. You're originally from Kaka Point. Are there a lot of kaka out there?
Yeah, there's certainly heaps of birds. Not so much kaka.
Is that misleading?
Well, yeah. I mean, at least it's a real bird. I mean, a lot of places around New Zealand that sound... I'm from Tokoroa originally. The famous thing about Tokoroa is that the place name literally means nothing. Like, if you try and translate it, it sort of means long pole, but that's... isn't it? Like, it's just like a Maori-sounding word that ended up being a place name. So, if somebody out there knows the true story of my true hometown's name, that would be good to know. But, yeah, as far as I'm aware. So, yeah, Kaka Point works for me, and it's got the long A's, which, down the town, we're... slowly getting more of the signs updated and getting people used to saying kaka, nice. Not kaka or kaka point.
Kaka point.
Yeah, love it down there.
It's interesting you bring that up about the fake place names thing, because I'm sure you're familiar with Waihola. That's not a Māori name, but it kind of immediately when you hear the name Waihola, you're like, yeah?
Yeah.
But there's no L in the te reo alphabet. So
yeah, it's like a mashup of... Tereo in
Spanish, maybe? Or?
Spanish, yeah.
Yeah. Hello River. Yeah, it's buzzy. It's real buzzy. Did you move from Tokoroa to Kaka Point?
No, I've been all over. So I moved to Kaka Point from Dunedin, where I was for the last 16 years, kind of thing, or probably more. Yeah. Brought up my family there. Love the place.
Yeah.
Still love the place. But yeah, I moved to Dunedin from Sydney. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, lived a few places, and before that was in Auckland back a long time ago. That's where I had my first job, and yeah.
True.
So yeah, been all around.
Nice.
There's a few places in New Zealand I haven't been, but yeah.
That's awesome. I see it's back to basics for you then, being back in Tamaki.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And yeah, like, really simplifying my life and just taking what the city's got to offer.
Nice, man. Nice. I think that's awesome. We're here to talk about your new single, Photic Reflex. It's the sixth single of 2024. Will you be committing, putting a ring on it, and maybe releasing a more full-length project anytime soon? Or are you
That is such a great question. Yeah, so actually, around this time last year, I was like, I've got to do an album. It's time to do an album, because it's taken me this long to, like, kind of get my momentum up and like get a bunch of tunes that I'm ready to release. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it has been kind of singles and remixes. But yeah, I would love to put out an album next year. So I guess hold me to it.
I will. Yeah, I will.
But yeah, now the question would be like what shape of album that would be, because I don't just want to like bundle up the singles. So yeah, what would it be called? What would it be about? How straight up dance would it be, or would it be more meandering?
A bit weirder, maybe.
Lots of questions.
Yeah,
definitely.
It could be more on the kind of sinking galley side of things, which is a really terrifying song that you made. Very scary, scary, eerie. Super creepy.
Yeah, no, I would love to do a bit more soundscape vibe and kind of maybe even some mid-tempo like trip hop stuff that I haven't even released yet. That's not even, I don't know, it's just a sketch really. But yeah, this, yeah, you got to whittle it down.
Yeah, this seems like quite a big project. Or you could work on like three different things at once and have them all be different vibes.
Yeah,
but even indeed. Then that'll take a lot of time as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's the challenge, is to not do that.
Yeah, maybe don't. The new track is called Photic Reflex, and it's about not being able to contain sneezes when you see, like, bright lights, right?
Exactly, so the sun in particular.
Yeah, the sun in particular, yeah.
Yeah.
So I assume that's a condition that you have.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really love the concept because, I don't know if you've seen, but babies, like, it's totally involuntary, and so if there's a baby in a pram or whatever, you can like lift back the thing and they just like sneeze, these cute little sneezes. And so I find myself doing that all the time. And yeah, I was sitting on this tune for quite a while. It was kind of just a sketch, and then I was playing it out, and it didn't really have a name, and I wasn't really sure what it was. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what's that thing called? And then I was like, oh yeah, that sort of sounds like this.
Nice.
So yeah, I do sneeze a lot, and yeah, sometimes I stare at the sun.
Fantastic. I have a thing where I often pluck my eyebrows, because my eyebrows get very bushy and it's not the certain look I want. So when I'm plucking them, I often sneeze quite hard because there's a facial nerve connected to the brow and kind of the mid brow that triggers a sneeze response, which is really horrible. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, let's do a Jackass mashup, if you wouldn't mind. You could get, like, the break in the tune, maybe, and just loop it. And, like, brightest day possible, video camera, get your bathroom set up, get your tweezers, and then just just do a pluck marathon to the looped photic riff.
Oh,
and, just until you can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, that sounds like hell for me, eh?
It's if it increases my plays, then that's all that matters to me. So yeah, thanks for your participation.
Of course. Do you have any other kind of tics that make you sneeze quite a lot, or any just other funny conditions that you might have?
Oh, I mean, I tap a lot. Yeah, so
tap a lot.
I tap a lot. Yeah,
is that just like tapping, a kind of a stimming thing?
Yeah, yeah, rhythms going through my brain, kind of stuff. Yeah. Just can't. I don't necessarily notice when I'm doing it, so. But I guess that's common for a lot of music-y people.
Yeah, I think you're not a fan of Idle Hands.
Well, I kind of am actually, but yeah, it's yin and the yang.
yeah, totally, for sure. I find myself doing things like that as well. Whenever I'm at a Japanese or Korean or any place that has chopsticks, I just want to start playing with them immediately. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm more straight up and down fingers.
True.
I often wonder if I could find the right controller that would be just fingers, that I'd be this amazing drummer. Because the tapping in my head is obviously super funky, whereas when I actually try and drum, a bit more straight up.
Just not, yeah.
bit more of a slack rhythm.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's fascinating. I listened to a few of your tracks in prep for the interview, and I noticed that with the more housey stuff, you like to play it quite low, like lo-fi, and there's never quite a huge release. Do you think you'll ever want to make some tracks that might be more, I guess, straightforward? Huge releases, huge drops, or anything?
Like a slam and drop, you're asking, when's my slam and drop tune
coming
out?
Yeah, let's get some slam and drops, some sneezing drops.
Yeah, I definitely tend towards the sort of dubbier side, and I always tell people with DJing that I prefer warm-up to playing, like, peak time. I just love, like, the anticipation and the build. And, yeah, so I probably... I mean, I'm not going to say no, I'm not going to do that, but, yeah, the chances are my tunes will be quite dubby, quite, you know, like, Tool vibe. You can use this tune in this situation. Yeah.
Not Tool as in the band Tool.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're quite dubby in a consistent groove as well. Not so much of the big drops with Tool. Yeah, definitely a vibe. But yeah, even with like pop music, I have this problem with pop music that I listen to pop music and like the first 10 seconds or 30 seconds of the tune, it's all minimal and it's like anticipating and it's obviously usually quite well produced. And I'm like, this is a sick tune. And then they just layer up all this other stuff on it and it's like, oh my God, what happened to your tune?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do like the sparse, the kind of minimal dubby vibes, and I am trying to take my music more in that direction. I think if you listen back, you probably hear a lot more dense tunes, a lot more stuff going on, trying to throwing a lot at the wall, and yeah, I'm trying to get away from that. It is a bit of an addiction to kind of keep layering things up digitally, but...
I know. Yeah. I remember playing around with GarageBand as a kid and just wanting to add a million different things to a song. It's very silly.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's there for.
Do you think...
Why not?
Do you think because, you know, Kaka Point is a really, really beautiful, idyllic location full of beaches, that that might have lent more to your love of the dub, love of the anticipation, love of the build, love of the wait, and that maybe moving to a big, busy city such as Tamaki might make you more of a, you know, make more of a conventional...
Yeah, like, is my techno nudging up to that next level, the 140 kind of thing? Could do. But yeah, I definitely felt kind of, when I was living in Kaka Point and I just kind of got there, and I also had like 3 months off work at that time, and I studied a bit of music and I spent some time kind of just setting things up and just exploring. And it was a moment where I kind of said, oh, maybe I should lean into this like New Zealand earthy kind of natural dubby forest sounds vibe and kind of own it. You know, it's not like I'm a techno guy from some city, some metropolis. Like I am from New Zealand and I love New Zealand and I love the beach and I love the bush. And like, if my music sounds like that, you know, then great. So yeah, I definitely, you know, I might even be using a few more, field recordings in some upcoming tunes. I've got an ambient one, which is on my SoundCloud, but it's not the final version, where I've actually recorded some sounds around the forest in Kaka Point and incorporated that.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Are you familiar with Dino Dino Synth? That whole
Dino
scene?
Synth.
Yeah, it's a scene of musicians who are making like dinosaur inspired synthwave music is what they call it. And there's this Wellington guy, this Pōneke fella called Thagomizer, or person. I have no idea what the gender is, but yeah, and their whole thing is just like field recordings of dinosaurs and
oh, wow.
Real right ambient synths, and it's quite,
yeah,
it's really something.
I mean, that is a cool concept, field recordings of stuff that you couldn't get field recordings of, like
yeah.
I mean, sci-fi kind of retroactive sci-fi, that definitely vibes with me. I might have to look it up.
Yeah, it's a good time. Thagomizer is awesome. Really, really, really recommend. And the album covers are these gorgeous, like, old classic illustrations of dinosaurs that you might have seen in fancy sci-fi books as a kid. Or fancy science books as a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Awesome. Well, I think that's all the time we have this morning. I'm really, really appreciative of your time here, Hazari. Just want to know, do you have any shows or new songs that you want to plug?
Yeah, so there is another version of Photic coming out, a bit more of that field recording kind of vibe, but rather than dinosaurs, it's Otago Rally. So I actually do love a bit of rally, cars driving through the countryside super fast.
Yeah,
and so I went out and recorded a bunch of that and blended it with the Photic riff, and that's coming out very soon. You can definitely hear it on SoundCloud right now, and if you get it on Bandcamp, you'll get that as well. And gigs wise, I actually have New Year's Twisted Frequency.
What?
Super excited about that. So I'll be playing on New Year's Eve itself in the dojo. And I'll be playing an ambient weird set. So yeah, so looking forward to checking out that vibe. I've never been. And yeah, just amassing a crate full of super weird left field tunes to play.
Nice.
To inflict on the Twisted Massive. And also up here in Tamaki, I'm playing at Il Brutto on the 7th with a bunch of weird modular people and also weird techno. It's kind of like a combo night of the two. So definitely looking forward to checking out that place and seeing what those people are up for.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see you play at Twisted Frequency and try and alienate all those rich white kids. That'd be fantastic. It was funny, I went to Nelson last year for Christmas because my partner's family's in Nelson or Appleby, and there was so many there's so many people going to Twisted. It was crazy. The whole town was booked full of people.
Yeah.
All in like crazy outfits and stuff. Yeah,
it's a phenomenon. Yeah, and it 10 is. Years in, so that's kind of a nice moment to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. I'd love to go sometime, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, I hope you have good luck with that, and I hope you have good luck with the year in general, and I'm very keen to chat with you again sometime.
Great. Yeah, thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Likewise. Likewise. Thank you so much. Cheers. All right, folks, that was Hazari. We're chatting about his new track, Photoc Reflex, which we're going to play for you right now. It is 9:21 here on The One. Keep it locked. Here's Hazari with Photoc Reflex, Kakite.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.